We're continuing Talmud Devora, Perek Aleph, Mida Hey, Lo Hechzik Le'ad Apo. The Ramak takes a different perspective now on understanding our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us when we don't do the Ratzon Hashem. Previously, the Ramak had described that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us because he loves us, because he's connected to us, because he feels that, you know, literally as we're family to him, or he's waiting for us to do tshuva. This midah of Ohechzik Ad Apo takes a little bit of a different perspective. Says Ramak, Zu midah acheres. This is a different midah. Shafil ha'adam machzik bechit. Even if a person is still holding, literally machzik, he's still holding in sin. That he's a kind of person that he's still engaged in averos. He hasn't yet done tshuva. He has not decided to make changes in his life. Yet in HaKadosh Baruch Hu machzik af. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold on to anger. Hashem does not even continue to be angry with this person. However, v'im machzik, but even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kiviyachol angry with this person, lo la'ad. It's not forever. It's not eternal. I mean, there's two different concepts here. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu generally does not, quote-unquote, hold on to anger to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He forgives us. He is mochel. And even when the situation would arise that perhaps someone would do something so horrendous, so horrific, even then, the anger is not forever. Elo yevatel ka'aso afilu shel yashuv adam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevatel his kas, even if a person does not do tshuva. And this is where this tremendous chiddush, this is such an high level, such an incredible midah of chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even when, as an individual or as a klal, we don't do tshuva and we don't become better people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still mevatel the kas. He still loves us for who we are. Meaning, in the classic sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the sinner and hates the sin. Meaning, while obviously an avera is an affront to the Ratzon Hashem, every time we don't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us we want to do, it's a little bit, as we said earlier on, it's a little bit of a morate, a little bit of a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But yet, the Ribbono Shel Olam will hate the sin, but will continue always to love the sinner and to make sure that we love us just to love us. Meaning, often, like we, you know, we want our children, we want people to do better, we want our family members to do better, but not to an end. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just loves us because he loves us. Kamo shematzinu b'yumei Yeravam ben Yoash. As we see during Yeravam ben Yoash, who was a king, towards the end of the Malchus, Yeravam ben Yoash was not a king who allowed Klal Yisrael to flourish. Rather, he definitely was led Klal Yisrael down a path of negative, destructive behavior. Yet still, the pasuk says there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives the Bnei Yisrael, and he decided not to destroy them, just because. Why? Shehichsir HaKadosh Baruch Hu gvul Yisrael. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Klal Yisrael not only to not be destroyed, but even to flourish and to build the borders of Klal Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael. Vehemayu ovde agalim, even if they were ovde agalim, they were voted ovde vodazara, verechem aleim, verechem aleim, velo shavu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu yet had rachmanas on them, and they still didn't do tshuva. So ask the Talmud Devora, in kein lama recham, why then did HaKadosh Baruch Hu be merachem on Klal Yisrael at that time, even though they had no sense of tshuva, no sense of wanting to become better people, just because of this midah, bishvil midah zu, shelo hichsik la'ad apo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold on to his anger. Adarab, the opposite, machlish apo, he weakens his anger. Im heyosha adayin ha'chet kayim, even while the person or the nation, Klal Yisrael, is still doing such an avera, eino manish, he does not punish them, elo mitzape umarachem ulayashuvu, rather he is hoping and he's waiting, he's merachim, that perhaps we do tshuva. Again, it's not per se to an end, it's not pushing us to tshuva, rather, he's hoping. He's like a father who sees his child go off the derech, and he's hoping, davening, that that child will come back to do tshuva. it's important to think about, understanding that, again, that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never, ever leaves us, and that there's an eternal love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. There's a Yerushalmi in Tainus, on Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, that it says the following, Rav Acha, Rav Tanchum, Bei, Rav Yechia, B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Erech Af, Ein Ksiv Kan, El Erech Apayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say about Hashem that he is an Erech Af, that he is an angry presence, but rather Erech Apayim, and two faces, meaning Erech Apayim, meaning what? Ma'arich Rucho, Ad Shelo Yigove. Hisil Agavos, Erech Kishahirich Lo, V'lo Shav, B'tshuva. Ma'arich Rucho, V'gova. That even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu elongates his patience in order for us to be able to do tshuva. So again, the same idea that when we think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his relationship with us, he allows us to have time to be able to develop ourselves in order to do tshuva. Continues on Marak, Vayinu lo lenetzach yariv v'lo l'olam yitur. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu never holds on to anger, to fighting, and certainly does not take revenge. Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnahig brachos ubakashos hakol tova Yisrael. It's all for the sake and for the good of Klal Yisrael. This concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds on to the level of tshuva because he wants us to grow and develop as a nation is an important yisod when we look at Jewish history. All throughout Jewish history, there's a repetition. If you look back all the way through Sefer Shoftim, all throughout Malachim, and all throughout ancient Jewish history into modern Jewish history, it's a repetition of every single time Klal Yisrael is wherever they are, they often sin, and they stray from the Ratzon Hashem, stray from the path of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But then, often they're punished, sometimes severely, sometimes nationally, sometimes locally. And then at some point, there's a resurgence of tshuva. And this is a pattern that came up over and over and over again all throughout. Rav Dessler points out, we see this even Bizman Hazet. Rav Dessler writes in Mitav Mel Yahu that after the Chorban Europa, after the Holocaust, which again, as we know, what led up to the Holocaust was there was a complete absolvence, right, of many components of Klal Yisrael, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon in this world, right, to the extent is where famously, Dor Sameach writes that in Berlin, they replaced Yerushalayim and the Sidurim with Berlin. As they say, only one kosher restaurant in all of Warsaw, but perhaps 30 non-kosher Jewish-owned restaurants in Warsaw. Again, it's not for us to decide and to judge. There was certainly, though, a pattern of overall, prior to the war, prior to the Holocaust, there was a hisrashlus, certainly within Europe in general, and in the world, Torah was so weakened. Even with the many yeshivas and other chassidus that existed, there was a lot going on to weaken Avodas Hashem in the world. Then comes the Holocaust, and millions of Yidden were wiped out, and it was tremendous destruction. But then there was a resurgence. Says Rav Dessler, after the Holocaust, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the world to redevelop in a way that allowed ruchnias and growth within Klal Yisrael, both in terms of the amount of Torah that's been learned and exists in the world, but also in terms of seeing our ability to resettle the land of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Dessler writes as follows. Masha anu bo achshav be'eretz hakadosha kasha l'hagdiro ke'es kaschalta degula. Now that we see right now that we have the ability to be in the Eretz HaKodesh, while of course we are thrilled and it's amazing, and we have something that we have to give endless hakaras hatov to Kadosh Baruch Hu for, at the same time, it's hard to say that this is the beginning of the Gula because we just don't know. What is a Torah Hashkafa? Aval kol panim chasadim gedolim min hakatze el hakatzehim. The amount of chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours into the world is incredible. You see it from end to end of the world. And you see it as well from the opposite extremes that has existed within Klal Yisrael over the last 2,000 years. Mikatze ha'yisurin shel ha'chorban sheshes alfei alfayim me'yachenu. We see it already from the times all the way through the destruction of Europe, the destruction of all our 6 million brethren in Klal Yisrael. El ha'katze ha'shen to the other side of his yashvas imanu b'midaso b'aris ha'kedusha. We see it as well from the settling of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Mizad tzarech lilmod v'lekvoa emuna b'leiv. From the fact that we see that we could go through such extremes, from absolute destruction of the Churban to settling Eretz Yisrael, that should be kaveya, true emuna in our hearts. Oy l'mi sheyavo l'yom hadin, oy to the person who comes to the Yom Hadin, meaning the final Yom Hadin, at the end of this person's life, v'adayin suma hum yaliros davar muchshi kazeh. And a person can be so blind as to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless love for us and endless chesed for us. And while we can become so lost from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and yet still punished, but it's never forever. And a Klal Yisrael will be always eternal. People are punished and people could be wiped out. As a Klal, as Klal Yisrael, we are eternal. We have an endless relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talmud Dvar continues, this is the Musar Haskel. This is the lesson that we learned from this. Even if it's fitting to give Musar and to give rebuke to his friend or to his children, and they get rebuked, however, you should not continue to add on and to give continuous Musar to people. Rather, don't be angry. Don't hold grudges. Don't hold on. This is what really tears families apart. This is what tears siblings apart, and relationships apart. You can't hold on to anger and can't hold on to grudges. Gam im af hu hamoser la'adam. Even as it says in the pasuk, if you see your enemy's donkey that's being weighed down from its that which it's carrying, and the Gemara there explains their pirshu m'sachim and kuf you give him on base, mahi hasina hazos. What's his hatred you have for this person? Shara oso over avera. You see the person who does averos, v'hu yachid eino yachal lehayid. But yet, you're only one person. You can't be an aid. And therefore, v'sonio so adavar avera. And therefore, you hate him because he does averos. But yet, afil hachi amar Torah. Yet the Torah nevertheless says, azov ta'azov imo. Right? You have to leave him. Shavuk yasta bavecha. Meaning, allow it to leave your heart, the drashas. El mitzel akariv oso biava. The way to bring someone closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not by hating him, not by giving him musar, not by yelling at him, but rather to bring him closer with true ahava. Ula yoyo bederach zu. Perhaps this way will work. V'ayinu mamish midazu lo lahachzik la'arapo. And this is what it means to not hold on anger forever. And as we see from Aaron HaKohen, that Aaron HaKohen was the Ohev Shalom, the Rodev Shalom, and the way that he brought people close to Torah was to become close to them, not to give them Musar. And as the Medrash says, that people would say, oh wow, Aaron HaKohen, he's friends with me. If such a great person is friends with me, I must become a better person. The way to come close to somebody, the way to bring people closer, is not by yelling and giving Musar. It's by showing them Ahava. It's by showing them that we never hold on to grudges. We don't hold on to anger. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats Klal Yisrael, and this is how we should be treating other people.